Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf dalit. We're holding Gimel Amud Beis, the final three lines on the bottom of the Amud. As you recall, yesterday and the day before, the Gemara was addressing the question, why does the Mishnah begin? Hakol Shoichtin Ushchitosin Ksheira. Hakol Shoichtin is a Lashon of Lichatchila. Ushchitosin Ksheira is a Lashon B'diyevet. And you'll remember the Gemara gave altogether six different tirutzim. Among those six, we had Abaye and Rava. Both Abaye and Rava said something very, very similar. And that is that if you have the shechita of a kusi, lechatchila, it's kosher. When is the shechita of a kusi, lechatchila, kosher? So we had a machlekes Abaye and Rava. Abaye said, dafka, when you have a godel uymed al gabav, somebody watching and standing there to make sure that everything is being done perfectly. Yisrael Oymer Al Gabov, then even Lichatchila. If it's Yoitz V'Nichnas, that's already, Yoitz V'Nichnas means like a mashgiach that comes in and goes out, not there on a full-time basis, lo yishchait. But min shochat b'diyevet, we give him a piece to eat, and if he eats it, then we know that it's kosher, and shchitosek sheder. That was a Abaye's approach. Rava disagreed. Rava was very similar. Rava said that even lechatchila, you're allowed to eat even if there's only a yoytze v'nechnas, only a mashgiach that comes and goes, and it's not there a mashgiach tamidi. And that's lechatchila of the Mishnah, hako shoichtim. So what does it mean? Hako shoichtim ushchitosim ksheira? That's talking about that there was no one present, but rather after the fact you come in and you see that there was a behema that was already kishachtim, then you go and say to the kusi, please go and take a piece. If he takes a piece and he eats it, then you know that it's kosher. If he refuses to eat it, then you know that it's non-kosher. Why did he shecht it? Because as far as he's concerned, he's only wondering about kashrus for himself. He doesn't worry about anybody else because he doesn't hold of the din of lesiten michshol, lefnei iver lesiten michshol. So that was a machlek. So bottom line, the machlek between Abaye and Rava is, can you rely on a kusi shechita when you only have Yoitz of Nechmas, or does it have to be a Yisrael Uymed Al Gabov the entire time? Tana Rabbanan, we're going to bring a Raya from this Braisa, from the Reisha, according to one man the Yomar, and according to the Sefer, to the second man the Yomar. It's Tana Rabbanan, Shechitas Kusi Muteres. When do you say that the Shechita of a Kusi is Muter Lichat Chila? V'med Dvar Ma'amurim Kishi Yisrael Uymed Al Gabov. Oh, this is just like Abaye said. Avubo'u Metzoy Sheshachat. If, however, you came and found that it was already geshachtin, chitach k'zayis v'noisin loy, we now cut a piece of meat off from the behemoth that he shachted.
Well, I mean, this is like a raw meat. Does it have to be salted?
No, 100%. When we say that we give it to him, we don't mean that he goes and puts it in his mouth and he starts eating. What we mean to say is we give him a piece of k'zayis, we first salt it, and then we cook it, and then we see whether he eats it or not. If he eats it or not, then we know we can rely on it, and it's kosher. If you give it to him, he says, no, I'm a vegan, I don't eat meat. And yesterday I saw you at the kol dinner and you ate eight different portions of meat. Well, that was an exception to the rule. Anyway, the point is, you're right, you got to wait until you salted it, and you cooked it, and all the rest. And achol lo imuta lechol mishchitose, v'yiblav, if not, also lechol mishchitose. Says the Brayz of Vaitik, yoytze boy, similarly, what happens if you find that this kusi, he owns, or he has, or he is selling a dekuria? Rashi says a dekuria is a machroizis. Machroizis means a string. You'll recall back in Masechtas Bav Metzia, the Mishnah talks about a machroizis shel dogim. If you find a string of fish, do you have to give it back? Do you say harieli shaloi, or chayev lahachriz? Depending on where there is a simon. So the word dekuria, says Rashi, means machroizis, a string. But as opposed to Bav Metzia, where it was a machroizis shel dogim, here it's a machroizis shel tziporim, of birds. And the assumption is, once again, that this kusi shechted all of these birds, and I want to know, can I go and eat from his shechita? Go and cut off the head of one of these birds. V'noisimla, yes, salt it and cook it, and you give it to the kusi. Achol if he eats it, but alechem ishchitos it. Then you know it's okay. V'yemlav, however, if he doesn't eat from it, also alechem ishchitos, you cannot eat from the shchita. So says the Gemara. We have no rayas to both Abaya and to Rava. Abaya daik mi reisha. Abaya says, the price is just like me in the reisha. Rava daik mi seifa. And Rava says, the price is just like me from the seifa. Abaya daik mi reisha. Taimu di Yisrael imen al gabav. It's only because a person is standing there throughout. That's why the price says, you're allowed to eat from his shechita. Avu yoytze v'nechnes loy. But if you have a person coming and going, going and coming, that is not sufficient. Then I would not say lechatchila you can eat. It's like Abaya's halacha. Rava daik mi seifa. When did we say in the seifa time of the bo mitzoy sheshochat? When did we say then? If you found that the behemoth was already geshochten, what can you go and do? You can't relive the shechita, but what you can do is you can cut off a piece and you can hand it over to the shoychit, to the kusi, and see if he eats it or not. It's mashma that that's the way you test it b'diavad. Aber yoytz v'nichlis is mashma shaper dummy even lechat chila. And so therefore the reish is lechoyra meduyak heitev, like Abaya, and the seif is meduyak according to Rava. So to Yomara, what is Abaya going to do with the seifa? What is Rava going to do with the Reisha? Ula Abaya Kasha Seifa, because after all, according to Abaya, it should say in the Seifa that what is a B'diyevich Chitosik Sheira Yoytze V'nichnas? Why does he give an example of Bo U'metzoi B'noisen Loim? Every Mora, Bo Yoytze V'nichnas Nochem Ula Abaya Kasha Seifa. Omoloch says Abaya, Yoytze V'nichnas Nami Bo U'metzoi Kori Leim. Even though the Braisi uses the terms ba umetzoi shochet, that's what it means. It means a mashkiach yoytze v'nichnas, that when he returned back into the shlachtois or wherever they're going and shechting the hema, he finds that the shochet already shechted. It's too late to go and watch and see the shechita of the kusi to see if he did a good job or not. It's already too late. That's the ba umetzoi talking about the yoytze v'nichnas and the emphasis of Bayit. This is totally consistent with me. Ula Rava Kasha Reisha, because Rava says not only a Yoytz V'nichnas, not only Oymed Al Gaba, but even a Yoytz V'nichnas is Ulta Kosher Lechat Chila. Says Rava, Omoloch, Yoytz V'nichnas, Nami Ka Oymed Al Gaba Dami. When you say that you have a Mashkiach that comes and goes and goes and comes, it's like Oymed Al Gaba, because even Oymed Al Gaba, does that mean he's standing there 24 hours like a statue watching? It also means from time to time he has to go to the Beis HaKiseh, from time to time he has to go and take a telephone call, he has to take a coffee or something. So every single time Yoytz V'nichnas is Ke'en Oymed Al Gabav, and therefore interpret this brisa. Although the brisa uses the terms Kisrael Oymed Al Gabav, it means including even a Yoytz V'nichnas. Okay. So bottom line is, with this, we have concluded the brisa in terms of bringing rayas both to Abaya and to Rava, and to answering what will each mandiyama do with the other one's raya. But now the Gemara is going into the details of the Sefer. And the Sefer says, Ki oitze bait mo, umetzoi, matza, biyodai, dikuri yishol tzipayin, if you find that he has a string of fowl of bird, koitea roishe, go and cut off a little piece, and see if he eats it or not. Frank, you want to buy, gzuntai. If we're talking about a string of birds, oh, congratulations to the guest of honor. Beautiful. Did a very fine job last night in terms of his beautiful speech and all the rest.
Okay. Thank you. This is good.
We're up to the parentheses. Says the Gemara, the Gabi, the case of the Tzipayin. When we were talking before in the Reisha about a behema, it's one behema that he shechted. So you take a piece of the behema and see if he eats it or not. Here we're talking about a string of fowl, and therefore, how do we know that if you go and cut off a piece from the first of the birds, that all of them are kosher? Maybe this one in particular he knows for sure was kosher, and the others were a shvach. Amai lechestul mahai hu dehav shochet shaper. The first of the 10 birds, for instance, which are on the string, those were, that was done with a perfect shechita, and therefore if you cut off a piece and you hand it to him, he's going to eat it with gusto. But if you would go and cut off a piece from one of the number 5, number 8, number 9 of the 10 birds, maybe he wouldn't eat it, because he knows that shechita was not done correctly, or not done to the highest standards that the Jews would want. So, Ibazoi, how can you go and say, buy, eat all of the birds on the string just based on the first one? Amar Menashe b'machnis and tachas kenofer. What it's talking about is that when I want to test the kusi, if it's really kosher or not, I take all 10 of them, I put them underneath a cover of some sort. Knofov literally means kind of under his cloak, under his coat, but it means cover them all up with a sheet, and then just go eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and take one of them, cut off the head, and hand it over to him and see whether he eats it or not, after the salting and the cooking, like you pointed out earlier. So Ibazoi says, so this is how I know, since he's going to eat indiscriminately among the 10, because he doesn't know which one it is, they're all tachas kenofov, this way I can tell for sure whether or not they were all properly yeshachted. Maybe in the particular oif that was kosher, or that was not kosher, he has a particular simon. In other words, that he knew that Jews are going to come to go and buy his machrezes, his string of fowl, and so what did he do? He engaged a little bit in foul play. And that is, he knew that some of the birds on the string were done with a perfect perfection of shechita, and some were not. So therefore he made special simanim in the head. Twice he made a nick in the ear, he made a nick in the nose, underneath the eye, something.
Beak.
The beak. Oh, but he only did that, of course, after the shechita, so we shouldn't have any problems. I mean, we're not talking about chulin anyway, we're not talking about for a carbon. By carbon you do malika, and then a small simen wouldn't make a small blemish, wouldn't be a problem anyway.
I mean, it's
outside the azara, exactly. A whole bunch of problems. Anybody's asking questions? I have somebody. Yeah? Robert?
Why do we concentrate on the head? Head is not an eatable part. The butchers don't sell heads of a bird.
Chicken soup. Not even Rosh Hashanah?
Ariel is suggesting that maybe this was Rosh Hashanah time, so therefore they wanted to have Le Rosh Velo Lizonov. That could be. If I had this, on the simple level, it's Lav Dafka. He just gives an example of the Rosh. However, if you a better shot perhaps would be that the head would probably be just thrown in. You know, in the good old days, I remember when I was younger, when you would go to the butcher store and you would go and buy meat. If you wanted to have bones for the children, no problem, they gave that to you as a freebie. Nowadays, of course, that also costs money. It's cheaper than your roast beef, but nevertheless, it costs money. So I'm assuming that the roish of the tzipporim was also not an oiver lesoicher item that people would pay money for. It was probably a freebie type of thing. So therefore, he cut a piece off of the roish. So there won't be any financial disadvantage to the mocher, to the kusi, by eating a piece of that or eating the whole thing, because probably couldn't sell it anyway. And if he sold it, maybe just for a pruta or a half a pruta. So therefore he said, go and cut a piece away from that. Nobody will have a problem if he has to go and spit it out, or if he's not going to eat it or whatever. So this will be the ultimate kashrus test to see whether he's going to eat it or not.
So we went to the butcher store.
Yeah.
And he tried throwing them in. I said, no. They're too expensive. He said, no, don't worry. I said, I'm worried. He said, make no bones about it. I said, exactly, don't put any in.
Beautiful. Make no bones about it. Great. So Zog Dimar, Bedilma Simna Habiyovli Begabe. Maybe he, the Kusi, had a simon on those kosher birds, where he knows for sure, this is the kosher one, so even it's underneath Tachas Kenofov, and he's feeling it with his fingers, Utus Zakushra, this one is okay, and he can go and eat from it. So Vaita, how do you know that the entire string of birds are all kosher? Amar Misharisha, the Memasmis Le Mismusi, that when the Yid took all of these heads, or all of the birds, underneath Kenofov, underneath this sheet of some sort, what he did was he gave a kvetch to all of the beaks and all of the ears and all of the noses of all of the heads which are underneath this sheet. So therefore, if there was a simen, that simen would be washed away, so to speak, or at least it would be oski kvetched, it would be squashed, And he wouldn't be able to go and recognize one bird from the other underneath Tachas Nafa. Okay. Freitimar of the Dilma Kasabri Kusim ain't Shchita L'Oif Min HaToira. Maybe Kusim hold that there is no Chiyuv of Shechting Oif Min HaToira. What does that mean? Other Gemaras tell us that the Kusim were makbid very often on those mitzvahs which are written explicitly in the Torah, but those things which are only Mipi HaKabbalah, Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, only based on drashas, they didn't necessarily go along with that, because in a very strong sense, they were similar to the Tzedokim and the Baisusim that did not believe in a lot of the Torah Shabbal Peh, or in the Torah Shabbal Chsav. So maybe he doesn't even hold of the whole inyan of Shechita Lo'if Min HaTorah. Rashi says, where does it say Shechita in the Torah? It says, Vozavachta mitkorcha umitzoincha. The word Zvicha means to shecht. And the Torah only says, Bokar v'tzoin. So how do I even know that is a requirement of Shechita Lo'if Min HaTorah? Rashi says, we're going to have later on a Daf Chav Zayin, that is a pasuk that says, Zois Torah Sabahema v'ho'oif. So based on that, Zois Torah Sabahema v'ho'oif, the Hekish. Behem of Oif, just like Behema has Hilchois Shechita, Oif is also have Hilchois Shechita. So the Gemara saying is, even if I know that this Kusi happens to be believed for Shechitas Behemois, like we have in the Reisha, how do I even know these are Shechita for Oif is at all? And if he does a Shechita, maybe he just takes, you know, a plastic knife and just shechs it. How do you know that he's careful at all by Shechita by knife? Let me ask you a question. Okay, Rabbi Tzai, the batteries went dead, so that's why we had to stop here in the middle. We're going to continue on from more or less where we left off. And we are here in the middle of the Amud, Dalet Amud Aleph in Chulin, where the Gemara begins, V'achzik v'loy achzik b'dloy k'siva tanoi. Achzik v'loy achzik b'dloy k'siva. Remember, we're talking about a kusi, and as far as the kusim are concerned, they typically were only makbid on those mitzvahs which are written beferish in the Torah. Here we're talking about a mitzvah. We will talk shortly about mitzvahs which are not written in the Torah. But I still see va'achzik that he is fulfilling those mitzvahs. Can I rely on him, yes or no? That's going to be a machloikis tanoi. And first we start off in the Braisa, which a mitzvah which is very much kesiva. And subsequently, another 5 or 10 minutes, we're going to divert from there to mitzvahs which are loik siva. The sign, it says in the Braisa, matzis kusi, muteris. If a kusi went and he baked matzis for yontif for Pesach, you're allowed to eat from those matzis, because we assume that he was very meticulous and scrupulous to make sure that the matzah did not rise, the dough didn't rise, and therefore it's a kosher matzah and it's not chametz. Moreover, says the Tanakamba, Odom Yoitza Bin Yerech Watzer Bepesach, you can even use it on Seder night to be Yoitza Shmura Matzah. For those of you that are wondering, what is Shmura Matzah more than throughout the rest of Yontif? And the answer is that Shmura Matzah has to be Shimur L'Shem Matzas Mitzvah, which means that at the time after they cut the wheat for purposes of baking the matzah, then it has to be put away in a good storage bin so that it shouldn't be lying out there and it starts raining, and then the kernel of wheat might start already expanding. You could have a chshash of chametz. They immediately store it away, and from that point on until they bake it, it's constantly done l'shem mitzvahs matzah. If you've ever been in a shmura matzah bakery, you'll hear every once in a while everybody screams out, L'shei matzas mitzvah. That everybody should realize that this is very special matzahs. You could theoretically eat kosher the Pesach matzahs throughout Yontif, which are not shmura matzahs. But nowadays, most people that are makbid shmura matzahs for the Seder are makbid shmura matzahs throughout the whole Yontif. It's kind of a package. But you could split in between them and get kosher the Pesach matzahs, which are not shmura matzahs. Okay, anyway, getting back to the Braisa. So matzah kusi muteris, and Adam Yitzhak B'lich Watzah B'Pesach, you can even use a shmura matzah on Seder night. Reb Leza oisa lefisha and bekimet uke mitzis ki Yisrael. Even if they go and bake matzahs for Yom Tov, you never know how careful they were. Could very well be they let the dough sit on the table for a few minutes without being very careful to make sure that it doesn't turn lidei chimut. So not only can't you use it Seder night, you can't use it the entire Pesach. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Omer, kol mitzvah shechzika b'kusim, anytime that you find that a kusi was makbid on a mitzvah, harbe medaktikim bel yoisim Yisrael, they're even frummer than the Yisrael. You see that type of situation today too. Sometimes you have a Baal Tshuva who could be much frummer on
or
particular mitzvah.
Or an FTP, frummer than parents.
Very good.
Right.
Exactly. Who could be much frummer than your FFB, the frum from birth, that you find people that are machzik, even yoisim. Here too it says, Reb Shimon Gamliel, if a kusi took a mitzvah, he's even medaktik more than the Yisrael. So then certainly you can go and heed his shmurba.
Why is he making that assumption?
We're going to see in the Gemara. So we have a three-way machlokes, Tanakama, Reb Lezer, and Reb Shimon Gamliel. And we repeat again. Umamah. Matas kusi muteres. Ma'otam yotim b'yichadosu b'pesach. Frank Demar Pshita. The Gemara in the Havamina assumes that there's really no difference between Shmura Matzah throughout Yontif and Shmura Matzah that you eat on Yontif night, on Seder night. So the Gemara, once you tell me that it's mutter, and of course you can use it for Pesach. What else are you going to use? You're going to use it for Sukkahs, you're going to use it for Shavuos. And of course here, Yoytze Dechavos with Pesach. The Gemara, Ma'u, the same, Malibiki B'Shimur. I would think that although they are baki in making sure that it doesn't become chomet, but they may not be baki in saying and having in mind l'shem matzas mitzvah that has to be dafka for the mitzvah of Seder night. That they don't know that you have to have as a special kavana l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. Therefore, kamash lanz is a tanakama. Not only are they scrupulous and careful about making sure that it doesn't become chomet, they're also careful to go and constantly review in their minds or speaking it out that we're making these l'shem mitzvahs matzah or matzahs mitzvah for Seder night. Nothing to worry about. Reb Lezer oiser l'fisha im bekimet deduke mitzvahs, says Reb Lezer, no. You cannot use these Pesach matzah shem Pesach. Throughout the year you can use them, but you can't use them on Pesach. Why? Because of l'bekiv b'shimur. They are not boki when it comes to shimur. Now this Bekiv b'shimur, loy bekiv b'shimur is not the same as we had two lines ago. According to the Tanakama, when we were talking about bekiv b'shimur, there we were talking about his baki in the halacha that ushmarta mesamatzis, it has to be a shmira l'shem, the matzis mitzvah that you use on Seder night. Reb Lezer is saying, forget about Seder night. They're not baki b'shimur to make sure that it doesn't rise, not to the occasion, but rise from matzah into chometz. They're not baki in that. Therefore, you cannot use their matzahs at all. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Omer, kol mitzvah shechzika b'kusim, har b'medaktim b'yoisim Yisrael. Any mitzvah that the kusim took under their wings, they're medaktik even more than a Yisrael. You can certainly use those matzahs.
Especially about the birds.
Especially
under the wings.
Under the wings, exactly. Oh, very good. Shkoyach. Zog to Yimara. Hainu Tanakama. How is Reb Shimon Gamliel different than Tanakama? Tanakama also says, not only can you use them throughout Yom Tov, you can use them even for Seder night, because they're Baki B'Shimur. So what is Reb Shimon Gamliel adding by saying, oh, Harbi Medakli B'Yoysim Yisrael? Eke B'Nayu D'Chsiva V'Loy Achsikuba. A mitzvah which is written Beferish in the Torah, but they do not have a reputation for carefully and scrupulously being mekayim that mitzvah. Now this is not the same way that we started off this discussion, because we started off achzik v'le'achzik b'deloy k'siva. Here we're talking about a mitzvah of matzah, which of course is k'siva, which is written beferish in the Torah. V'le'achziku ba, however, they don't have a chazaka among us, the rest of Klal Yisrael, that they are scrupulous and meticulous in doing the mitzvah. So therefore, in such a case where ksivu, it's written, but I don't really know whether they're machzik it in or not, Tanakama sova, kim dechsiva. If it's written in the Torah, avagav deloy achsikuba, even though we don't know whether or not they have a chazaka or don't have a chazaka, you can assume that what they're doing is fine, because anything which is written in the Torah, kusim typically were very scrupulous about. Reb Shimon Gamliel sova, I achzik in, Eloi achzik loy. The only time we go and trust them, if not only it's ksiva b'toira, but we also know that they have a reputation of going and being careful and meticulous in that mitzvah. Eloi achzik loy. So, kum techois, according to this initial pshat, the Tanakama gives them more credit than Reb Shimon Gamliel does. Because the Tanakama says, avada, since they are doing the mitzvah, not only can you eat it throughout Yom Tov, you can even eat it Seder Pesach. Says Pesach Seder. Says Rav Shimon Leah, oh no, 1 second. Only if we know that they are machzik ba. If we don't know, you can't. So Frey Timora, if that's the pshat, hochi, kol mitzvah shechzikah bakusim, im echzikum yiboyelei. Since according to this pshat, we're saying Rav Shimon Gamliel somewhat downgrades the performance by the kusim, and he says only if we know that they're machzik, not if we don't know. So he shouldn't go and say kol mitzvah shechzikah ba. Oh, they do a better job than yidden. It should go and say, if we know that they were machzik ba, then they were medaktik more. But if I don't know, I don't know. By the fact that it says kol mitzvah shechzikah ba, sounds like he's giving them a round of applause, even greater than the Tanakhama. He says, boy, you know, if you want to go and buy really super kosher matzahs for Pesach, make sure it says on the bottom baked by kusim, because they're harbi medaktik and boy yoyis miyisrael. That's what it sounds like. So, what's the machloket between the Tanakam and Rishim Gamliel? Both of them say that the kusim do a good job. Oh, that's where we started off this sugya, that we're talking about the loiksiva where it's not written in the Torah. Vachziku ba, we know that they have a reputation, that they're careful about that particular mitzvah, even though it's not written. Like the Shechita Sa'oif that we spoke about before. It's not written, but when we hear that they do a good job, we can rely. Says Tanakama, since it's not written, even though we hear that they're machzikba, that yeah, that they do the mitzvah, and they care about the mitzvah, nevertheless, I cannot rely. Only matzah, which is written befeish in the Torah. Otherwise, can't rely. Shem Gliosama, no. It makes no difference. Yes, written in the Torah, not written in the Torah. The important thing is, if we know that they're a machzik in the mitzvah, they have a reputation of doing the mitzvah properly, proper performance, fulfillment, machzik then, that is sufficient for us, and we can go and use not only their matzahs, but anything which involves whatever the kusi is involved in, because even the loik siva, if achzikabah, we heard that they're machzik, it's 100% reliable.
So theoretically, you could rely on Kuthite Mile?
Yes, you could rely on a Kuthite Mile. In fact, we're going to talk about that a little bit on the Amid base. Hopefully, you'll still be here in time to get into the action. But that's correct. Gufa Omer Rav Yisrael Mumar Oichel Nevelis Letei Avoin Boidik Sakim Enoisen Loi Umutel Lechel Mishchitase. We had this already yesterday. In other words, we finish now this sugi that we spoke about until now. Now we go back to yesterday where Rava said, if you have a Yisrael Mummer, Yisrael Mummer means he's a Meshumat. He is no longer performing the mitzvahs. He unfortunately is OTD. However, it's not that he's okay. Gone away, OT, off the derech.
Off the derech.
Not only is he off the derech on all mitzvahs, says Gemara Legabe, certain mitzvahs, he's still with us, such as the Gemara elsewhere distinguishes between a mumr lahachis and a mumr l'ti'ovayn. Mumr lahachis means, chas v'sholom, I don't need the Torah, forget about it, I don't believe chas v'sholom. And the Rabbeinu Shalom is Nebuch totally off. Then you have a mumr l'ti'ovayn, which means, yeah, I mean, it's difficult being a Torah Jew and doing all the mitzvahs. If I feel like it, I do it. If I don't feel like it, I don't do it. You know, that type of reaction. And so you have over here a mumra oichel nevelis l'tiyovin, which Rashi explained before, means that if he goes into the supermarket and he sees both kosher meat and non-kosher meat, and they're basically the same price, or price doesn't mean anything to him, then he'll buy the kosher meat. Why should I eat dafka the non-kosher meat? Kosher meat, sure, why not? However, if the store is out, they only sell non-kosher meat. Listen, I'm hungry, I'm not a vegan, I can't wait till tomorrow to go and have a flesh. I want now, go buy immediately. And the same thing applies if he happens to be a shochet. If he's a shochet, if the knife is a perfect knife, no blemishes, no nicks, no pigimois, not serrated, what is he going to do? I'm going to use that knife, of course. What happens if he doesn't have such a knife? He only has a knife which has nicks and it is serrated. No, what can you do? So then he goes and uses that other knife for purposes of shechting. That's what we mean that he's oichel nevelis l'tiyavin. So says the Gemara, if you want that mumma to shecht on your behalf, because you know he knows shechita, boidik sakin isolei. Go and make sure that the sakin is perfect. Now, if you understand hilchas sakin is great, if not, give it to a mumcha that understands. should feel the whole sakin. Yeah, it's perfect. No, he's only mutter lechem mishchitos. He can go and eat from his shchita. My time. What's the reason? Said Rava. Like we said yesterday, kibun the ikka het teira biyisura. Lo yishav getei v'achol yisura. If he has choices between heter and iser, of course he's going to do the heter. So if you gave him a perfect knife, nothing to worry about. Break the Gemara. Ihachi klei bodak nami. If you're telling me that he normally will go on the heter side, if it doesn't cost him any money, if it's not a problem. So even if you weren't boydik, why don't you assume that he was boydik and he used a kosher knife? So the mar mitrach loitarach, if he found that the knife had a nick in it and there's no other good knife around, he's not going to say, okay, let's wait, you know, Yanko will come from the store, he'll buy a new knife, or we'll get somebody to go and smooth out this knife shortly. I don't have the time, I don't have the patience, I don't have the money. Mitrach leitarach, and he will shecht even with a non-kosher knife. In other words, a serrated knife that has nicks and blemishes. Ah, so that's what Rava said. Amli Rabban l'Rava. So Rabban said to Rava, Tani Masayalach, I'll bring your raya to your halacha, that if there's both kosher and non-kosher available, he'll take the kosher. What's the raya? And the Gemara tells us a very, very interesting case. Chemtzum shel oivrei aveira achra pesach. As we all know, you gotta sell your chametz before Pesach, either eradicate it, but if you have any, you have to go and sell it. This Oivre Aveira, this OTD person, he didn't bother selling his chametz before Pesach. So Pesach is over, and he has a whole store of chametz she'over lov ha-Pesach. Now, even though he was OTD in the sense that he was not makbid, but he was a shtikl talmid chacham. And he said, you know what? I don't want to go and eat chametz over Pesach. My next door neighbor, Johnny Smith, is a goy gomor, and he also has chametz over Pesach. But of course, his chametz over Pesach is mutter because he's a goy; he's not Jewish. The chametz that I have and the chametz that he has are both identical. They were both bought from the same bakery before Yontif. So I'm going to make a switch. Knocks on Johnny's door, Johnny. Do you have a loaf of bread there from the bakery? Oh, sure. I have it here in the freezer. It's still nice and fresh. I put it there when it's fresh. But I also have a fresh loaf. Would you mind making a switch? Why do you want to switch with exactly the same? Yeah, it's for religious reasons. Okay, I know the Jewish religion has its very interesting concepts and ideas. Fine, let's make a switch. So now this Oivre Aveira now has in his possession this kosher loaf of bread, which is Ovel of a Pesach, Bidei Akum, in the hands of a goy, and therefore it's kosher bread. You're allowed to eat it, right? That you always get the list after Yom Tov of all the kosher, non-kosher establishments. So it says, well, you can go and buy there because it's a goy gomer, and you don't have a problem of chomish olam pesach. So he made a switch. Says the Gemara, Mutter, you're allowed to go and buy or eat from that chomet of the Oivre Aveira after Pesach. Mutter miyad, right after Havdalah, you can go and take them. They shehein machlifim because they make a switch of their chomet for the goy's chomet. Okay, so why are we bringing that? We want to bring a riot.
The Korah deprived us of go like at the middle, like Kedusha.
Nachum, I'm sorry.
Well, a korban, then you have to wait to have a bowl, and then you
bring exactly it. Right. Yeah, you don't have to wait anything. It's just plain loaf of bread. Exactly right. So they went and switched it. Now, Savrua, in analyzing this brisa, they assumed Hamani Rabbi Yehuda the Amar Chomet Shachar Pesach the Araisa. As we'll see in the Gemara right now, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What is the iser of Chomet Shachar over a love ala Pesach? Is that an iser the Araisa or is that an iser the Rabban? Says the Mohammani Rabbi Yehudi, the Amar Chomet Achar Pesach, the Araisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chomet that was over ala Pesach, you didn't sell it to a goy. It's an iser the Araisa to go and eat after Yatr. Uktani, and nevertheless it says that you can go and buy from this kusi. Why? Or from the Ovri Aveira, I should say. Neishe Machlifim, because he for sure went and switched it with the Chomish of the Pesach of his next door neighbor, Johnny, who's a guy. Alma, so what do I see from this, say the Rabbanan to Rava? Leishavi Keteira V'yachal Yisura. Even though he's an Oiver Aveira, he's only an Oiver Aveira mitzad te'ovain, not lehachis. He's only a mumr le'te'ovain. So therefore he says to himself, why should I go and eat from my chomet over Pesach, which is also deraisa, I'll go and get Johnny's. After all, make a switch, he won't care, it's the same thing. Maybe I'll give him an extra nickel for his tircha. And I go and eat, I'd rather go and eat chomet she'ov le'pesach b'day akum instead of chomet she'ov le'pesach b'day Yisrael, because this is mutter. So you see, l'shapiketei v'achal Yisrael. So tell me, my, what's the right? Dilma Reb Shimoni. Maybe this price according to Reb Shimoni, Yom Chavta al-Pesach, is Dirabbanan. V'chi mekelina midrabbanan, mitarayis v'le mekelina. How do I know I have a raya to Rav? Rav is trying to bring a raya even legabe mitzvahs men ha-toira, such as, can I go and buy from the kusi this meat? Can I assume that he shechted it correctly? Or do I have to be concerned that maybe he didn't? I keep on saying kusi. The mummer she'oichel, the nevelis litei ovoin, he's only being over because he's a taiva person, not because he's a lahachas person. So you're trying to bring a raya from this price. If the price is going according to Reb Shimon, the whole din is only drabanan, and from that I could not extract the halacha of Rava, which is talking about nevelis or treifis, which are dear raisa. So tomorrow it's heavy, now Reb Shimon, even if it does go in according to Reb Shimon. Miketoni shani oimer achlifu, metnei shemachlif in ketoni. The reason why I'm allowed to go and buy the Chomet Shel Pesach from these Oivrei Aveira, these Mumalitei Ovoins, is not because Ani Oimei Hechlifu, I give him the benefit of the doubt and Molam Etzchus. No, I know for a fact that he's Machlifin, the Vadai Machlifin, that's a double poshet. Anytime you have these Oivrei Aveira that have Chomet Shel Pesach, you can be certain that he went and made a switch with the next door neighbor. Says the Gemara. Now I really have a raya to Rava. Umma b'drabanon, ma'adach we're talking about is a drabanon according to Reb Shimon of chomet she'ov le pesach, which is only us the drabanon. Laisha b'ketei Rava chalisura, he's not going to leave over heter and eat iser b'diarais alei kol shkein den chavad den avad b'diarais. He's certainly not going to be shavik ketei Rava v'achalisura. He's certainly going to eat from the dover heter. Therefore, says the Gemara, that's why we have a raya, starker raya to Rava, the madach, even in the case of a derabonan, he's makbid, chavad and avada, by the raisa, he'll certainly be makbid. Let's bring another raya to Rava. Hakoshochtim vafil kusi, vafil ore, vafil Yisrael mumor. You know who can be, who's qualified to be a shaykhid? A kusi. We had a lengthy discussion already about a kusi. Vafilu orel, even an orel means a person did not have a bris. Vafil Yisrael Mummer, and even Yisrael Mummer, that Nebuch is totally off the derech. So now the Gemara is exploring what's the difference between an Orel and Yisrael Mummer. How can they shecht? Hi, Orel Hechidami. What means Orel? Ilei Mishem Meso Echel Machmas Mila. The reason why he's an Orel is not because Chas V'Shalom he's a bad guy, but medically there's a problem in their family. And that is every single time he has already had Nebuch a couple of older brothers that they gave him a bris on the eighth day, and subsequently the brother passed away. Why did he pass away? Nebuch, because of the meal itself. They used to say because they were hemophiliacs, and therefore they couldn't stop the bleeding, etc. And this was a problem in the entire family. And therefore the doctor said, you already lost two boys, you don't want to lose a third boy. I wouldn't say it's a heter, but under those circumstances, a person can omit performing bris milah on his son or on himself, because of that medical issue, because of pikuach nefesh. Ah, so if that's the oral that we're allowing to go in shecht, what's the chiddush? How you so malio? It's a chaner lechiyid. You see the way he davens, you see the way he learns, you see the way he performs all the mitzvahs. It's a chamamish and erlecha. The only reason why he's an oral is nebuch, because of medical issues. Elapshita chavad and avada, when it says an oral is mutter, must be talking about mummer l'areilois. Mumla Reilis means that we know for sure he doesn't want a bris, the father doesn't want a bris. No bris, gunish, gunish. Mumla Reilis. Did I tell you the story with Yair Goldstein? Remember, Yair used to learn with us every single day in the daf for many years. So about 6 months ago, I saw him here in the koil at night, and he told me, Nebuch HaMaisa Noira here on the west side. What was the Masa Noira? He attended another shul, I believe it was a Jewish center, and it was a Monday or a Thursday, and the person went up to the Kaaba, he wants to get an aliyah. Sure, okay. He gave him an aliyah. After the aliyah, then he says he wants to make a mishaberech. Mishaberech lechoyle? No, mishaberech liyaledes. Mishaberech liyaledes. The person was, you know, a middle-aged or a senior citizen. Mishaberech liyaledes. Okay. Mishaberech v'seinu. And what was it? It was a boy. Okay, so he was going to go and say that Baruch Hashem bavena, and then say and you should be zoicher achdis a toyer mas and talking to the reason he eats a bismana, etc. And the person who got the aliyah said, no, Nikrish Moibi Israel, go and give him a name, Rum Chaim or whatever the name was. What's going on?
Yeah.
First of all, how does this fellow have a boy? And he looks like he's 80 years old, and he had a boy, and he's giving a name. After all, it was a bris. What's going on? Okay, anyway, everybody wished him mazel tov. And then Yair said, ultimately, he found out that the story was that lo yoleinu, this person had ein einzige Tochter, a wonderful, beautiful daughter, and Nebuch had sich verliebt. She got in love with a goy, and she married Nebuch a goy. And this was their first child. And now that the child was born, so the grandfather, as well as the mother, were looking for it. We're going to make a bris, of course, for it. And the son-in-law, the goy, said, not over my dead body. He's a Christian, he's not going to have a bris. And forget about it. So the grandfather said, if I can't have an einikel that has a bris, at least he should have a Yiddish nomen. At least he should have a Jewish name. And so he gave a name. That. So when I told this story to a number of people, anyone that's a Haimish Yid, his immediate reaction is, oy, Nebuch, can you imagine the Zeyze has an einikel and the einikel doesn't have a bris? Can you imagine the Agmas Nefesh, that he probably can't sleep at night, how much crying he does? Nebuch. Then I told this to a person who was a little bit more cold, and he says, what happens if this child eventually becomes a Baal Tshuva, or after his parents, you know, when he becomes of age, he has a bris. Would you say that the first name that was given is he's committed to that name, or do you give him a new name at that time? What would be the halachic status of that name? I said, mister, that's what you're concerned about. You're concerned about that Nebuch this Yid has Nebuch such a tzura. Now he wants to know whether this is binding in terms of a name, because it wasn't at the time of the bris, and can you give a new name? Okay, anyway, what are we talking about? So our Gemara is saying that Nebuch, yeah, exactly. Same type of shayla. Exactly. If it belonged to Yankel Berel, do you have to pay for it? Yeah, exactly.
The only thing that was binding was Yitzchak on the altar.
Ela pshita mumla reilis. We're talking about Nebuch, that this individual is a mumla reis. He does not believe in a bris. Forget about it. You can stand on your head. I'm not having a bris. So how can the Braisa say that this individual can be a shoychet? I wouldn't want to get close to his shechita. It's chanaral, it's a chayah, a hadish kabris.
You don't believe in cutting anything.
Exactly. He has a cutting edge this morning. Because savar mumle davar echel have a mumle chal terikula. This man, the Emma, holds that a mumle davar echel, even though this davar echel is major, you know, this is big time, we're talking about bris, but you're not a mumle chal terikula, therefore he's still qualified to be a shoychet, assuming that he knows how to be shoychet. So in Masefa, let's continue on. Vafili Yisrael Mummer. Even Yisrael Mummer can go and be Shoychet. What type of Mummer we're talking about? Imum ledover acher. We're talking about Mummer to something else. In other words, one mitzvah in the Torah. Hayin Mum l'areilis. So how is it any different than the previous case of the Oral? Both of them are Mum ledover echad. They're not Mummer for Shechita. He's a Mummer l'areilis, and he's a Mummer chvais the Gabi Shabbos, the Gabi Chazer, or whatever it happens to be. So in Bazaar, so manishtan. Oh, must be there was a mummer for shechita itself, and he's not a mummer lahachis. He's a mummer leteyovain ukiderava, and it's telling us the loch of Rava that even though he's a mummer, he's not makbid on eating dafka kosher meat. But that's dafka if there's no kosher meat available. But if you have heteira and you have isura, Avad, he's going to go and take heteira. That's what Rava said. Oh, so I have a raya taka that this individual, even though if he didn't have a kosher knife, he would use that for shechita. But if he has a kosher knife, avada loyshavik heteira viovid isura. Zochir have a starka raya too. Rava. Dutamar loy bi oylem emalach mumal oisadavar loy. I might say that if he's in fact a muvalite ovoin for kosher meat, a non-kosher meat, you cannot rely on him. And not like Rava. My time came to Doshbe Keteira Domile. Since he's already eaten non-kosher meat in the past, he's become indifferent to it. Kosher, non-kosher, you know, Nebuch, I've already fallen in on this non-kosher business, so he doesn't really care. So, Ibazoi, so what mummer are we talking about that he can go and be a proper sheikhet? See, Morris is something mind-boggling. And the mummer avoidus kechavim, we're talking about he's a mummer for avoidus zara. This individual has converted and he is now a Christian. or he's a Baal Markulius, or he's a Baal Pa'or type of guy. Oy, and nevertheless, he can still be a kosher shoychet. Really? Could I have a goy, a converted Jew, a mishimin, you're allowed to eat a shchita? The boy said, this is mind-boggling. Where do we take this from? He says, I'll tell you from a master shahoya from Tanakh. Guv omer av onan ha-mishmul, the same or av onan ha-mishmul, Yisrael mum la-vayit chom mutalech mishchitosei. How? When? Shkim matzinu b'yoishofet melech Yehuda, shenema misudas achav. Yoishofet melech Yehuda and Achav melech Yisrael were contemporaries. Ach, we all know, was a bad guy. He was as bad as they come. We have that at the end of Masechta Sanhedrin. In the last Mishnah, but there were three malachim that were not, and Achav is among the bad guys. Yehoshaphat, on the other hand, was considered to be a melech kosher v'tzadik, and he was a melech Yehuda. The pasuk that we're going to talk about is that they had a common enemy called Aram, and Achav wanted to entice Yehoshaphat that he should join him in a mechama against Aram. So the pasuk says, if you want to entice a person to do something, first you make a royal banquet. But Yisbach Le'achav Tzoynu Vokal Roiv, a huge amount. Ula Omasher Imoy, not only for Yehoshaphat, but also for all of the folk that came together with him. But Yisiseyu, and he enticed him, Loshen Hasosa, Mesis Umidiach, he enticed him, Lalis El Ram Yisgila, to go up to Ram Yisgila to fight against Aram. So what do I see from this? Achav V'Yisbach, V'Yisbach means he shechted Tzoynu Vokal, for Loi, for Yehoshaphat, and for Yehoshaphat's people. So what do I see from this? I see from this that Yehoshaphat ate from Achav's shechita, and we know, says Rashi, that Achav was a Rosh Gomer, and he was Koyfe B'chol HaTorah Kula, and so therefore he's like an Oyved Avodah Zarah, garnish mit garnish. They were Mamish, says Rashi, Oyvde Avodah Zkechavim, and therefore, nevertheless, it says that Yehoshaphat, the Erdach Yid, ate from his shechita. Oh, so even though you're a Mumel Avodah Zarah, you can still eat from that person's shechita. Zog to Gemara, how do you know? It just says in the pasuk, Yizbach Le Achav, V'dilma Mizvach Zavach, Meichel Le Yochal. Maybe he takeshechted, but when Yehoshaphat came to the table, he said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm milchik, so I can't eat from your fleshiks now, you know, maybe tomorrow I can't eat. So maybe he didn't eat. So it might be Seyuks, if it says that he enticed him. So it's a big deal. V'dilma Bidvarim. Maybe when he enticed him means that he convinced him that it's a good idea to go to Milchama against Aram, having nothing to do with food. There's no such thing. When you're enticing a person, it means as part of a meal, not just words. What is this referring to? The classic case of a person who's a mesis or mediach to go and convince you. It doesn't say anything in the pasuk about eating, it just says kisisko achicha. So if you're more about chidushtia, that pasuk, even though it doesn't mention it, it means it's part of a meal that he fed him and he gave him to drink, and that enticed him. This is a pasuk in Eiv, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset at the Satan. The Satan had convinced Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal to go and cause all types of Yisurim to Eiv. That's why we talk about Yisurim Shel Eiv. And Eiv was not deserving of getting all of these Yisurim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu had a taina at the Satan. If you look at Pasuk Gimel in the Torah Ara Shalom, V'yem HaShem LaSatan. You, Satan, what did you do? Asamta Libcha El Avdi Eiv. Ke'en Kamoy Baret. He's such a wonderful person, Eiv. Ish Tam V'yosha. Yirei Elikim. And Er L'chiyid. V'sar Mirah. V'den HaMachzim B'tumaseh. But you convinced me, you enticed me, Levali Chinam, to go and swallow him up for naught, for nothing. Fregechach, the Rabbi Yishlom ate something by some sort of suda with the Satan. Avadanisht. So you see, you can have a salsa even without a chilishtia. Everything more the Malishani. That's down below, hasasa is part of a meal. But upstairs in Shemayim, of course, there was no meal where the Satan enticed the Kadosh Baruch Hu to go and cause all that in tzaris for ear. Frank Demara, Vidulma Mishta, Ishti, Mechaloi Acha. You're telling me that Hasasa is always a product of Achil Ushtia. Maybe in this possibility, Yisrael Achav, you know how he, Yehoshaphat, was convinced and enticed, not as a result of the meat as the food, but it's because he took a drink. And maybe that's what enticed him. So Timura, Maishna Shasia the Amrin Mumla, what is commonly have a mumla chotar kula. What you're telling me is that I can go and drink from the wine and the liquor and all the other stuff from Achav. I don't have to worry about that he's a mumla chalatir kula. Achina nami mumla vaydis kachom, lo you have a mumla chalatir kula. By achila should be the same thing. In other words, ma nishtana achila from shtia. Once you're telling me that your shofet drank in the palace, in the residence of Achav, you can assume that he also ate in the palace of Achav. So Timur, no, you cannot compare. Hochi hashta. The din of drinking or not drinking wine from a goy, shtia stam yenenhu. That's only, we're not talking about that he was actually menasech. Yayin nesach is also menatoyer. We're talking about stam yenem. The reason why the chum goes away stam yenem, as you all know, is because of potential intermarriage. Vadayin lo nesar stam yenem shol oivichum. At that time, when Yoshua was together with Achav, stam yenem of oivichum was still mutter. Why was it still mutter, says Rashi? Because the first people that were goyzer were the Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel, who was part of the Yud Ches Davar. So therefore, this is many generations later, but at the time to be a shofet and Achav, you can go and drink wine with impunity, no problem. Avachila, so how can you go and eat from that person's shechita? So Timur, Iboy say Mulav Orchan Malka Mishtai Beloy Mechla. It must be talking that your shofet ate there, because when a person is invited, a king is invited by another king to go and join him at a royal feast, he's not going to go and say, sorry, I got a stomach ache, I cannot eat, I'll just drink with you. That's not done. You know, you're talking about the royal highnesses, you're talking about the king. Avad, if he's coming to the melech to eat, he's going to eat, not just drink. The pasuk begins with yizbach, which means to go and shecht. The pasuk ends off Yisiseu, so there's a connection here. So it must be that he ate, even though he was a mumla v'yizara, you can eat from the shechita. After all, who says that Achav himself did the shechita? It means it was done on his behalf. When the melech makes a royal feast, you think he cooks everything in the kitchen? He has his chefs and he has his bakers. So he had a shaykhid. Who was shaykhid? Avadya. Avadya was a very, very, a great seir lechid, Avadya Novi, and he was the one that shechted. So maybe that's why Yoshafat ate, because he knew that the kashrus was okay. Every mar leroif ksiv. The pasuk says, v'yizbach loy achav tzoynu voka leroif. Leroif means not just for Yoshafat individually, but Yoshafat and all of his accompaniment, all the people that came together. And Avadya lehav asafik. He couldn't go and shecht that many animals to go and take care of all of the military and infantry and everybody that came together with Reishavet. Maybe we're talking about those 7,000 kosher individuals. That there were left over 7,000 individuals. Exactly, that were very careful not to bow down to the Baal, that were Erlecha. Maybe they were all Shachtim. So tomorrow that cannot be. Tomorrow you have a Mitmari Mizevel. Mizevel, as we know, was a terrible witch, and she was killing right and left all the Erlechain. So these 7,000 were all hiding in caves somewhere. They were not available to Shacht.
She was a real Jezebel.
She was a real Jezebel, yeah. Vidilma Gabriel Achav Havamali. Maybe Achav himself was Taka no goodnik, but maybe his shocht and the people that worked for him in the kitchen, maybe they were good people. But to Kadaitos, Kanish Lindach, it's in the Pasuk. Pasuk. Moishel Makshiv Aldvar Sheker, Aldvar Shoker, Kol Meshoris of Rishoyim. A Moishel that listens to all Dvar Sheker, to all types of baloney and to all types of lies. Of all of his Mishorism, all of his assistants, are all Tzor Rishayim. So if you're an Achav, you can assume that all of Achav's assistants were all bad guys. And none of them would be reliable Shochtim, and yet Yoshafat ate. You're talking about Yoshafat, and you're talking about his people. He said, Oivadja is Erlich. But he couldn't go and Shecht for 1,000 people. So tomorrow, maybe the Gabriel Yoshafat Namali have a Malu. Even though Yoshafat was a tzaddik, maybe some of his assistants were quote unquote secular Jews. They were not so religious. Zoktimara, and therefore Zavoyach Gavri Achav, Ochel Gavri Yoshafat. The ones that shechted for the Gavri of Yoshafat were the Gavri of Achav. That's a matzah min esminai. The bad servants that worked for Achav, who were unreliable, they served meat to the unreliable servants of Yoishavat. So Vayach Oivadya, who also shechted, Achli Yoishavat. So Yoishavat ate only strictly from the super kosher kashrus of Oivadya, and the other guys ate from the non-religious and from the non-reliable shechting of Achav or his people. Exactly. Just like we say that if the king is a crook, then all of his mosharsim are also crooked. Halidvar emes, the same thing applies. And if you're talking about a person like Yoishafat, who's an erlich, who's a dvar emes, mosharsim tzadikim, then his mosharsim are all good people. And so therefore, since we see that Achav went and shechted for all of those people, and they were all kosher people, is the chasimin that even though a person is a mumal avodah zarah, you can still eat from his shechita. Feitim of Vidilma Zvoyach Gavri Achav, Ochel Achav Vigavrei, Zvoyach Gavri Yeshafat, Ochel Yeshafat Vigavrei, meaning that Achav called Yeshafat, please come to me for a royal banquet, and Yeshafat was very, very frum, Achav was very non-frum, so Yeshafat said to Achav, I'm happy to come and eat a feast with you, but bear in mind, I'm bringing my own plates and my own shochet and my own chefs and my own bakers, and I'm going to have from my own. I'm not going to eat from you. Have a mafling nafshemine. We see from the psukim that he, Yoishavah, did not distance himself from Achav. He maintained a very cordial existence together with him. I mean, how do you know? Sounds very much like Rus and Yomi, right? That you and I, we're the same. I'm going to equate you. Just like me, you. Just like my folk, your folk. And therefore, he's equating the two. Sounds like he says, you know, I can rely on you just like I rely on my shechita, I rely on your shechita. Says Yomar, but that's not right. El Miyat, it says in the same pasuk, kisusai, kisusecha, like my horses, your horses. Obviously, they were not talking about hilchas kashrus or religion. We're talking about we'll go together in battle. You and I, my military, my horses, your horses. So they have nothing to do with kashrus. Halchinami, el amad havi asusecha to have asusai. The pshat in the pasuk is what happened to your horse will happen to my horse. Halchinami amad havi aloch viloi. So therefore you have absolutely no raya so far legabe that Yehoshaphat relied on the shechita of Achav and of his people, because maybe Yehoshaphat brought his own food and Achav brought his own food. You said lehava mafik nafshimine. I have no raya to that at this moment, so we're going to stop over here to be continued. Amet Shem tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everybody.